This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Having the most expensive fuel in the entire nation is the goal of a series of proposals that include a carbon tax, clean fuels program, and a gas tax increase. The Washington Farm Bureau's Brianne Elsey says it's another case of pitting the haves against the have-nots during these difficult times.
This package really didn't acknowledge the real suffering of kind of working class folks during this pandemic. And I think the pandemic has really highlighted the stark difference between two classes of workers.
It's an easy call, Elsie says, when it's not likely to cost them much.
So how convenient is it to find that you are in a profession that can Zoom from your kitchen table and you can write this historic tax package and then you can take the bill for it and hand it to the folks that have to drive to work every day?
And as usual, Elsie says, politics are at play.
He pulled all the bonding out of this package, so you just need a simple majority, which means that the majority party can just steamroll this whole package through without a single Republican vote. And that is not typical in a transportation package.
Elsie says it's kind of a helpless feeling.
So not only is it the largest ever, it'll have the least amount of bipartisan effort in combination and negotiation and stakeholdering to get this passed.
So Elsie says contact your representative as soon as possible and let them know where you stand.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.